It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Dr. Tim Casey, and he is with Colorado Mesa University. Coming up July 19th and 20th, there's going to be a series of meetings really wanting to engage the public, business owners, local leaders, and the like, as to, you know, things that are going to go on and are going on in and around the San Rafael Swell. And they're looking, you know, like, what are the qualities of this place that make it so special and for recreation? And it's really focused outreach meetings for the community. And once again, there's going to be four of them. And Dr. Casey will be in attendance, so we're going to talk with him all about it. Dr. Casey, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thank you for having me.
So let's get down to business. Let's talk about what is the main focus of these outreach meetings.
Well, what we're trying to do, these meetings, we conduct these meetings for the Bureau of Land Management across the country, really, as field offices or national monuments that are run by the Bureau of Land Management get ready for a planning process of some sort, usually a recreational planning process, but that might be part of a much larger resource management plan revision or something like that. So they're trying to update their sort of rules and regulations and their understanding of how they deliver, the resources that people need in order to be successful, in this case, in their outdoor recreation. So we're looking at the San Rafael Swell area, which is in the Price Field office of the BLM. And that area in particular has had a few designation changes in recent years, and so they need to sort of update what their recreation plan is for the area. So that's where we come in. The focus groups are essentially focused on the area, really. They're open to the public, any members of the public that want to come and participate, anybody over the age of 18 that can join us at one of those venues. They'll all be the same, so you only need to attend one of them. And really what we're trying to do is understand how recreation impacts the quality of life and the livelihood of people in the surrounding communities. So that's why we're meeting in Green River and Castledale and Price, so we can talk to those communities and the surrounding communities that might be able to commute into our meetings to really help understand what the locals feel about recreation and what their needs are and what the impact is of having people, both local and outside visitors, coming and recreating in those areas. Sometimes it may be seen as a positive impact, economic gain from tourism and so forth, or it might be a negative impact because the places you love start to get too crowded, maybe there's vandalism, whatever it is. That's what we're trying to understand, is really how these lands impact the lives of the people who live so closely to them, particularly as we talk about recreation.
And that's really what this wants to focus on. So, and as you said, what are some of the things that people, the kind of input that you're looking for, like we said, the qualities and why it makes it such a special place for recreation and different management priorities for the area? Because in our area, we have a lot of different, we have tourism, we have livestock owners in our area that use the swell and use that area. So you're kind of looking for comments from everyone on this, are you not?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so we're focused on recreation for the study, but obviously, the way livestock is managed, the way the habitats are managed and so forth, the rangeland, the grassland, or whatever it might be, has an impact on recreation. And likewise, recreation can have an impact on what some of those other uses are able to do in the area. So it really is a matter of taking recreation as a focus, but then trying to understand the implications much more broadly. So if folks like to go hiking in the area, they enjoy going out for a Sunday picnic with their family in that area, they have longstanding heritage connections, or maybe they've just moved into the area because it's such a beautiful place and they want to live close to those public lands. We want to understand how those those lands are affecting their lives. And so the kinds of questions we ask them are everything from what do you do out there to what benefits do you get from recreating, both personally or in your household or even in the community, the environment? How does it benefit in your mind from recreational activities? We'll also ask a few questions about the services that people rely on. These are not services BLM is necessarily going to get in the business of, like gas stations and grocery stores and so forth. But it is important for people to make those connections and help us understand those connections as they rely on services maybe at local grocery stores or local, gear seller to be able to buy the equipment they need to go out and be successful out there as they recreate.
All right, so let's talk about dates and times now. Once again, the first set of meetings are going to start on July 19th, correct? And where are they going to be and what times and all that?
Yeah, so we'll start July 19th at 10 o'clock at the John Wesley Powell Museum, which is in Green River. And so all of these meetings are scheduled for about an hour and a half. So it's kind of a guided conversation. There'll be an opportunity for people to give written feedback as well as verbal feedback. July 19th, we'll also have a meeting at 7 o'clock in the evening at the Swell Conference Room. That's in Castledale on Main Street there. We'll come back to that same location the next morning at 10 o'clock on July 20th. And then we'll wrap this up in Price, Utah, at the Carbon County Recreation Building right there out by the fairgrounds on July 20th at 7 p.m. So 10 o'clock in the morning or 7 in the evening for every one of these events.
All right. Now, if anyone has any questions or wanted to maybe even submit a comment to you, can they do that to your personal email? And what's that?
Sure, they can. So it is nrc@coloradomesa.edu. So nrc@coloradomesa.edu, and that'd be the best way to get any other additional questions answered, or if they have a particular comment that they would like to make about the process. We really do encourage people to attend and join us, partly because not only do we get to hear them and they get to be part of the input in the conversation about management decisions, but also because they get to hear their neighbors. They get to hear their friends, their colleagues, people that they live near, and begin to understand how this impacts other people, the recreation. So we're not looking for consensus on these meetings. We're just looking to try to understand the wide diversity of opinions people have and to help them articulate those to the federal government.
All right. So once again, if you're looking to, add your comments to this, you've got four chances at it with the meetings. They'll be up on our website, and you can know where to go and when they'll be. And talk to Dr. Casey there and tell them what you want to do and what you do out on the Swell area just for recreation and the kind of different things you may be looking for as well. Dr. Tim Casey, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really do appreciate it.
Absolutely, Dave. Thanks. Have a great day, and I'll look forward to seeing some of your listeners next week.
All right. We appreciate you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.